All right, everybody, welcome to Wine at 40,000 Feet with Sherry B, which is me, and Mo B. This is our very first podcast, although Mo was unable to join me today. However, I do have the pleasure of my husband James filling in for Mo today. Hello, James.
Hello, Sherry.
So, what are we drinking today?
Well, we're enjoying a Massi, a lovely Italian, Compioforini. vineyard is actually celebrating 50 years as per the bottle.
Well, it's almost as old as you are.
Wow, nice. Yeah, only 15 more years to go.
Right.
It's delicious. It's a 2013 and it's one of our favorites.
Yeah, I had to convince James that we should open it today. We got it for our very late in the making housewarming. It took us about just over a year to actually have a housewarming. So one of the bottles that we got, I don't know who gave it to us, but clearly somebody who knows us quite well.
One of our many listeners, I'm sure.
He's like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to open this. It's kind of special. I'm like, it is special. It's the first podcast. So he's like, yeah, you're right. Let's open it up. So.
And I asked, what's a podcast?
It's true. He doesn't really know, but he did graciously volunteer his services this evening.
It's true.
So should we tell him how we met?
Sure, you can, like, give your version.
The true story, yeah. Or the not true story. Yeah. Sherry likes to fabricate what really happened versus what actually happened.
Yeah, tall tales.
Should we?
Go ahead. I'd like to hear your version, today's version.
Well, we are both flight attendants. I'm an active flight attendant. James is no longer, or doesn't fly very often anymore. So back in the day, was it almost nine and a half years ago now we've met? He was new to the in-flight world. I was somewhat seasoned, about 3 years in.
Ooh.
I'll give the long James background story. Anyhow, he, I believe, got called in off of
reserve.
Yeah. And but you didn't show up.
Well, for a good reason.
Well, tell us what happened.
Oh, okay. Locked my keys in my truck, lovely 99 Chevy Silverado. In the truck with the keys was my manual and I believe my red pass as well, which are required. So I tried to fish out a coat hanger from a nearby building, and I got one, but I was like, I'm not a seasoned criminal, so I didn't break in within 30 seconds. I didn't break in within 30 seconds, so I called work to say, hey, I'm probably going to be late. And they said, well, what we'll do is the aircraft is just doing, I think, an Abbotsford turn, a little there and back action. And why don't you, if you can get it to the airport, you can join up with your crew.
Which never happens. Usually if you don't make it to work, you just go home and now you're back on call until they find something else for you to do.
Yeah. So.
So serendipitous.
Yes.
One may say.
Mm-hmm. Nice, English degree. Shout out to English degrees. So, yeah, got into the truck and got to work and joined up with the crew. And then I also tell a story of another flight attendant being on that pairing that I was going to be working with for a second time, and I was excited. Should I say her name?
No,
we'll call her flight attendant.
Yeah.
And within seconds of walking on board, and I think I was putting my bags away, this young lady, grizzled flight attendant veteran that she calls herself, said something to me. Do you remember?
I asked you if you went by James or Jimmy or Jamie. No, Jamie. James or Jamie. But I was talking about my cell phone or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know exactly what it said to you.
She said something quite sassy as well, too.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, shoe fits. And I leaned in, and to this day, I still regret those words. And I said, don't ever change. Do you remember now what that?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it was something sassy.
Is it appropriate for the podcast, or was it?
I don't know. Well, let's just, you know, if we get a request for the truth.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll
keep them hanging on because I don't even know what I said.
Yeah, like a good DJ. We worked for 4 days.
Five glorious, hot overnights at all the great Canadian destinations.
Yeah, like
Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Fort McMurray. Yeah,
Glamour.
Maybe Edmonton, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
And there was a buffet where...
In Fort McMurray.
I did not go for, and you did.
The Jigs dinner, which is funny because I didn't even eat. A Jigs dinner is boiled potatoes and king crab legs, and I don't really know what I must have wanted the potatoes.
You'll have to get a newfie to explain.
Yeah.
The ins and outs, because it's quite a production, apparently.
It was like $40, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it.
She's a baller, I was not, so I mean...
He played it safe with his pasta.
I think so.
But...
She did go to the buffet and...
scored you the king crab legs.
I think they might have been snow crab, but...
Sure.
They were crab. It was crab.
Yeah.
Crab that I wanted from her. Too soon? Okay. Yeah. I guess we're there. We worked together a couple times, like shared a cart, shared jump seats, and good conversation.
Toronto, that was the other overnight.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the last day.
Saskatoon, back to Calgary.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning,
we're in the back of the aircraft.
Together. Sharing a jump seat.
Yeah. So literally sitting side by side.
So this is the real story.
Oh.
Should we tell the real story?
I don't know, Sherry. What is the real story? Okay. Building up the suspense. So she says...
Hey, James. I shaved my legs this morning. They're really soft. Do you want to feel them?
So my inside voice is like... Hello, green light. Clearly my charm from the last 4 days worked. And I'm like, so I did. And then I also said, well, is the other leg just as smooth? That leg was offered up for.
And this is pants, like not even a skirt.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like super scandalous.
Yeah.
And so not my personality.
No.
So, we get back to Calgary.
Yeah.
Back to their vehicles.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
Nice working with you. Mm-hmm. Same old, what you say to everybody else.
Yeah.
Which was my intention.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, we became Facebook friends right away because that's what people do.
That's what you do.
More so just to creep on their...
Yeah, like maybe
their profiles.
Yeah, background check, right?
Yeah. And
because who knows if her stories were true.
Well, I was going to try and set you up with my girlfriend, Carrie.
Oh, names. Okay.
Well, she's
okay. Yeah,
one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll lie. She knows the story.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny now thinking how much you guys would not have worked out.
And I like Carrie.
Oh, we love Carrie, but just, well, she's a farm girl.
Sherry loves her. I just use the word like. Let's not jump to our conclusions. But, Carrie, you're wonderful.
If you ever listen.
Yes.
Carrie's like, what? What's a podcast? I don't know what that is.
See, maybe we were meant to be together. She's very happily married to a lovely man. To a farmer, Brent, which I am not. I'm a gardener. Do some landscaping. Do. But I pursued Sherry. Asked her out a couple times. And... it wasn't like a hard no. There was
Let's talk about the scandalous Facebook. I guess it wasn't called Messenger back then, but whatever the inbox business was back in the day, 2008. It was an inbox message.
Oh boy.
And he said, I miss your
shaved legs?
Yeah, I miss your freshly shaved legs. We should go out sometime. And I wrote back. This is early June. And I wrote back, I'm like, you know, I'm really busy this month, maybe next month. And you're like, well, maybe we could email. texting wasn't even really a big thing back then.
No.
Email or talk on the phone. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And of course, like all girls do, I'd chatted with Carrie. Had a long conversation. And she's like, come on, Sherry, like just one date. What do you have to lose? So a couple days later, I invited you over to my condo. Well, the rented condo that I had.
Yeah.
And we watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Watched a movie for real.
Like actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anchorman.
Yep.
The first one.
Yep.
And.
You were under the weather.
Yeah. I had a cold.
Yep.
I don't even think, we didn't even have a drink or anything. I think that we just watched a movie.
Yeah. And then I left.
You went in to kiss me. You went in and I went out.
Yeah.
You leaned in. I leaned out.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sick. And you're like, I don't care. And then that's kind of that.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of resisted there a few times. You wanted to make sure that.
Oh, like after that date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because after that date, I was like, well, you know, he seems like a good guy. But I mean, there is quite an age difference.
Yeah, that was fun. Because I mentioned
that you've been in Calgary for 18 years.
Yeah. And then you asked how old I was.
When you moved there.
Yeah. And then to my surprise, even to this day, her quick
math. It was very fast.
Her quick math was correct.
I was like, you're 36? Because he doesn't look his age.
No. People think I'm still 36 today. Yeah.
And I was 27. So
which my I'm not.
Thought was, man, he is almost 40 and I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
And now I'm 36, and I'm like, that's 36 isn't even that old.
No.
But it seemed old when I was 27.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Two kids?
Lovely. Yeah, it was a quick 6 months later we moved in together.
Yeah, a lovely little townhouse. Jen and her sister, the landlords. Funny little combo, those two. Some good times at that townhouse.
Got engaged there.
Yeah. Pop some champagne.
Yeah. And a little party.
Yeah. Phoned pretty much everyone in my phone, including people who were like, who is this? And I explained who I was, and they're like, sorry, wrong number.
Apparently, I took the ring out of the box, put it on my own finger, but I don't remember that.
It was a bit of a blur. I felt like I said I needed to say what I needed to say. And
I don't really know what you said.
Mm.
But I mean, you got the answer you wanted.
It's true. It's true.
So
cheers. Cheers to that.
So yeah, so
you need to have a sip.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was rude. Yeah. So yeah, so then we got engaged within a year. Yeah.
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 And then,
well, I mean, we weren't going to move in together unless you knew the relationship was moving in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, things moved pretty quickly afterwards, but it was kind of planned, I guess you could say.
Well, we were hoping for the best.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I sent ravens to the other communities, even though the Game of Thrones hadn't been televised yet, just the books.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Nice.
So,
winter's coming.
I do know that part.
Okay.
Isn't winter always coming?
Yeah. Well, it came today.
Winter is here.
Yeah.
So we also lost our heat today.
Yeah, the gas.
Yes.
Somebody broke a line somewhere in the neighborhood or something happened. And yeah.
Which is why we were getting more chilly in the house. We didn't realize why until we went to cook dinner and there was no gas coming out of the cooktop.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? You were barbecuing.
Yep. Yep. Put on the sweet parka and toque. That's a winter hat for you Americans out there.
Will we get any American listeners?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, Mo. You're not here, but.
Yeah. Oh, cheers to Mo.
Cheers to Mo.
Cheers to Mo.
A little quick background story on Mo.
Mosif?
Maureen, she is also a flight attendant. We've known each other for, I don't know, maybe 10 years now. We met working together. And we decided, like, you know, let's do this. Even though she had to miss tonight. But we'll talk more about who we are, our friendship, when Mo is actually here in a couple of weeks. James, I've lost James. He's checking his Facebook status because apparently that is more important than this podcast right now. So
it's about the winter jacket that I was wearing. Victoria, lovely lady. She makes fun of me each and every time I wear the big puffy jacket. So because the picture, barbecuing outside today had the puffy jacket, yeah. She writes, that jacket essentially is the only true indication that cold weather has arrived.
It's true. It's true, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right.
Yeah. So then we got married within a couple of years and we had a baby less than a year after we were married.
Yeah.
Baby in June, first anniversary in August.
It's true.
So
she's now six
and almost a bit. 6 and a half.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Yeah. Child number two.
Also a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is 2 and a half.
April baby. Sometimes I refer to my children as spring and summer.
But they're actually technically both spring. One's at the very beginning and one's at the very end. But they're
details.
Yeah, but I know. I don't see her as a summer baby or as a spring baby either.
No.
But she is technically, she missed it by a week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's a little 411 on us.
And who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Like my story? What do you want to know? What do you think the listeners want to know?
I don't know. Where are you from? Where'd you come from?
Well, I was born in a little town called Vancouver. and I think before I was 2 years old, I moved to the islands, to Victoria. That's where I grew up till I was 19. I went to school there, developed a love of golf. Didn't love gardening, which is weird because you'd think in Victoria, as I look at
it, spurred your interest.
Yeah. But it was more of a chore of mowing lawns and helping my father and my mom with the little garden at the house on Saul Street. Love gardening now in a climate that is awful for gardening, but what you gonna do? So, moved to Calgary in 1991.
91, hey?
Yeah, you were 10. Got a job at Red Lobster. And worked in restaurants, worked in a few different restaurants over the next 3, 4, 5 years. Because landscaping kind of crept into that picture towards the end of my restaurant days. And did a little restaurant / landscaping, but fell in love with landscaping, pushing mowers for three, four seasons. And then a guy called in sick for landscape construction. So I got to work on a construction crew and I was like, ooh, I kind of like this. Went to school, Olds College, horticulture, landscape design. And also at that time got involved with, that's a bad way of wording it, started bartending, but didn't go straight into bartending. I was a little bartender's assistant, the BA, worked at Ranchman's.
You did?
Yeah.
Used to go there a lot. Yeah,
two Stampedes. I was a bar porter at Ranchman's and then a bar back.
And when I met you, you were still doing some bartending. So
yes.
You usually had a wad of cash.
Yes.
And I missed those days.
Wad season was nice.
Yeah.
Worked it for the Concord Group, the Choi Brothers, and the Republic. That was probably one of my favorites. Got into music festivals working at the university, and then did some music festivals working with Greg.
Remember that time you worked at the New Year's Eve?
Oh, at the, I bought a television at the...
Remember that night, though?
Oh, yeah.
I dropped you off downtown on New Year's Eve.
Super nice. You know, hey, why don't I drop you off for your shift?
In the old Contour.
Yeah. it got there. And then we made arrangements like, hey, let's play a game called When I'm Done My Shift, I'll Call You.
We were living... We had just moved in together.
Yeah.
But you still had your...
My
basement suite.
Basement suite. And
in Calgary, well, like more towards downtown.
Yeah,
thankfully.
Finley the cat.
Yeah. Yeah, Finley the cat.
Yeah,
still see his hair, find his hair every now and then, which is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho, and tried calling, and then you had a great excuse though.
No, I seriously had this dream. I fell asleep on the couch. Surprise, surprise. And I had a dream that I don't know, like I had in my dream, I had my phone, the BlackBerry Pearl, and I must have broken my phone in my dream. I remember like squeezing the phone in my dream, and I must have been doing that in real life, and I broke it somehow. So we actually clearly had no landline. So I woke up at like, I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I was like,
3.
And realized my phone wasn't working.
Yeah.
And I drove down there.
You did.
I was banging on the windows. Yeah. There was nobody around. It was the dead zone.
No, because in that establishment, the whiskey, you would do all your cashing out in the basement. And usually no one's upstairs. They're usually downstairs. So she's knocking on the doors and the windows to no avail. And didn't wait around, couldn't send a message.
I didn't think of using a payphone.
I know, I was actually just going to go there. Those things called payphones were still around.
They didn't even cross my mind.
So
I went back. I just went back to our townhouse.
Yeah, and slept probably quite soundly.
And then I tried. Somehow, I guess I went to your place the next after I woke up and got ready.
Yeah. Well, no, let's not fast forward too much. So, I mean... It's super easy to get a taxi on New Year's Eve. Well, I guess that'd be New Year's Day,
right?
At, you know, 4 in the morning. So I played a game called Walk Home, which
was pretty far.
It's pretty far. I mean, it's downtown core of Calgary to up 16th Avenue to it was 4A Street, if memory serves.
In Mount Pleasant,
which was not pleasant, and. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
It's all right. And yeah, so that was, but I made enough money that I could pay cash for a beautiful television. Which we still have. It's in the basement. We call it the workout TV.
Not much of that lately.
No. But I'm going to be spending time in the basement working out. This is actually I have to get down there and do.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. What else? I love music. Live music, listening to music.
Yeah, when I first met you, you had a cassette tape deck.
Oh, good. Yeah.
In that truck.
Yeah.
And
cassettes.
Speaking of locking keys in the truck, back, what, a couple years ago, 3 years ago maybe, it was like minus 40 for real in Calgary.
Mm.
I got landed late. The walk to the parking lot is like 10 minutes. Got in the truck, started it up, had to brush the snow off of it. Couldn't get back into the truck. Keys were, it was running, but it was locked.
So being a 99 Chevy Silverado, yeah.
But you didn't tell me the little trick that isn't always fully unlock. Because I don't drive that truck very often.
Yeah.
So.
I picked you up, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, we had a child by that time.
Yeah. Hey, life has is little adventures, right?
But she's so laid back, she didn't even care.
Yeah. Her therapist said that 2 more sessions and she'll be over it.
It's true.
Yeah.
I guess she's almost old enough she could see a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she had to.
What about you? What's your little story?
What's my story? I grew up in a really small town.
Back 40?
Well, I grew up in the country, back 40.
Yeah.
About 5-10 minutes from the actual town, North Hatley, Quebec, which is beautiful.
Yeah. Do celebrities visit North Hatley, Sherry?
They do. We've had Nicole Kidman. We've had recently Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were there, I think, around Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving this year. Sometime around there. Johnny Depp filmed a movie there. My dad was actually an extra. It's pretty cool. The Secret Window. It's very touristy in the summertime. Very mm-hmm. close to the United States. Close to Vermont. Close to Montreal. Yeah, but we didn't grow up in town. We grew up outside of town. And learned how to speak French growing up because I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But became an asset because I went to university and I got an English degree and a French minor.
Oh.
And the French comes in handy from time to time, you know, flying.
It's true.
I like to keep it a secret, though. I don't put that out there that I actually speak French.
Because she...
I used to.
I would describe you as... Yeah, she was born in Quebec.
But I am Anglophone.
She's French without the accent. That's how I describe you.
But I'm not French. I'm Anglophone. My parents are Anglophone.
Okay. I like my version of the
story. We could talk about your first experience at my parents' house.
Yeah. Did you know that some digestive systems can't handle well water?
It's... Yeah, well, we had a well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So, I was knocking on death's doorstep, sick.
Like really sick. Apparently.
Like bucket.
Allegedly.
Well, the bucket near the bed would indicate the condition that I was in.
And the smell when I walked in that morning.
Yeah.
Because we weren't allowed to share a room.
Nope. So, sick all night. I wouldn't say I'm a quiet vomiter. I'm not a loud vomiter.
Well, clearly I didn't hear you. We were across the hall from each other, and that's not sound like that house is made like.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, she was on the west wing and I was on the east wing of the house. Like, it was like 2 doors down.
Not even. It's like there was a bathroom separating the 2 bedrooms.
Yeah. So yeah.
You got the nice bedroom.
I did.
That's the guest bedroom. Because my brother didn't move out until he was like 34, no joke. And so he redid that bedroom and it was much nicer than the other bedrooms in my childhood home.
MTV Cribs filmed an episode.
Well, almost in comparison to like the rest of the bedrooms.
Yeah.
So he got the lap of luxury there.
Yeah.
The Wilsons put him up real nice.
They did.
Real nice. So, yeah, you got really ill.
Yeah, really ill.
And
was that the same visit where I had a speed round game of Scrabble with your mom? Where we had like the little egg timer going?
Yeah, I think so. No, yeah. that was here.
That was here?
That's when they visited.
Oh, the...
Well, that's when they first met you.
The condo.
Yeah. The second you met them, that... When you went to... I took you home, that was...
Yeah.
That must have been, was that when you went, yeah, that's when you went to ask my dad to marry me.
Yeah, old school.
That was really important to you.
It was. Needed to ask for the father's hand in marriage.
And you thought my dad was really quiet until you went to have a conversation with him.
Good Lord, yeah.
And my dad is not quiet.
No, no. Sometimes he chooses...
Yeah, he can be quiet, I guess. But he can.
He will be quiet. And then when you get to a destination...
Or you're trying to leave for work.
And then the floodgates of emotions and words come out. And it's adorable.
And you were standing around his prized tractor, weren't you?
Yeah. I'm not a car...
Souped up.
I'm not a car guy.
Oh, and I grew up in a supercar family. My dad fixed cars.
Yeah.
He has a souped up tractor with a V8 engine in it. The name is Henry. That's what the name of the tractor is.
For Ford?
But no, it's not. He just named it Henry.
Oh. So, I mean, there's times where I you know, hope to be a good son-in-law and do the nodding at the right time and the mm-hmm at the right times when he's in full throttle. There you go. Car conversation. Like, I'm not...
And my mom knew what you were doing.
Car illiterate. Well, yeah, well, you guys were looking through the window.
Well, I knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
While we were there. My mom knew while you were there.
Yeah. It took quite a while. I think I actually went outside.
Yeah, you guys were outside.
Yeah. And then I couldn't get a word in edgewise, so I think we actually came in.
No, I think you did it outside. You had to interrupt him.
Yeah.
Finally, you're like, okay, I just have to...
Yeah.
Ask you something.
And then I think he knew.
But he probably knew.
He probably did. He was just maybe having some fun with me.
I'm sure my mom told him.
Yeah. David. And then he parted me with some words of wisdom, saying, I guess his daughter could have done worse.
And you'd like, if you don't know my dad, you'd think, oh, that's really rude.
Yeah.
Like, but if you know my dad, it's like, that's him saying, like, I really do like you, and I totally approve, because he, you know, he, he's, what did he say about you at our wedding? Well, I liked him right away. He's handsome.
I hope I can live up to, I mean, he's such a great son-in-law. I hope we can day be great.
He wanted to be as good a father-in-law to you as you are a son-in-law to him.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a great speech.
He did.
Off the cuff.
Yeah, rabbit out of the hat.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
Funny, touching.
Because, like, my dad.
Embarrassing to my mom.
Yeah. Because my dad, I mean, he's at ease public speaking.
Yeah, that's his.
And we never associated your dad with being.
Well, I knew that he would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, as much as he thinks that's not his comfort zone, clearly it was.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
And a great memory to have. Because my parents, I mean, I have three siblings, all of which were married before I was. And
you're not the youngest.
Well, almost the youngest.
But I mean, like...
Yeah, I'm the third out of four.
Yeah.
And my parents never did the whole traditional, like, welcome to the family speech, but it was important to me that they did that. Like, my mom told them the night before the wedding, like, you have to do this. Like, you don't really have a choice.
Mm.
And my mom never, I'm like, well, I'm more shy like she is or was.
At the beginning, you were.
Yeah, but I didn't, when we got up and did our wedding speech, I didn't say.
Yeah, you cowered behind me.
Because that's not my comfort zone. I don't like things like that. I took speech in university, and I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like being the center of attention.
No.
But my mom doesn't either, but she totally said a couple things.
Yeah.
Which is just a great memory to have on DVD now.
Yeah.
Ashley, what's a DVD?
Yeah.
yeah, so
that's a little bit about us. We're in our second house now. We live in just north of Calgary.
Let's not say too much about where we live.
Oh, okay.
You know, just in case.
Okay. This took a dark turn.
Well, you do watch a lot of dark shows.
That's true.
So if anybody should be paranoid about, like,
pretty sure this is like season four of Criminal Minds right now, and neither one of us survived.
I mean, even your boss says you do some pretty like dark, you know, scenarios. And I said, well, you know, I just worked with him recently, so I said, you know, he does like to watch a lot of dark shows, so
yeah,
it's not at all surprising that he would go down a dark path.
Yeah.
You know, just to see how they react.
It's true. I mean, because when you go to work, it's usually not puppies and rainbows. Sometimes it's a Mexican jail.
Well, my dad specifically told me when I was first doing my training, like 11 and a half years ago, almost, which is crazy. Anyway, he said, I don't know why you're learning about all those emergency drills and what to do if you land in an emergency. He said, you're going to die anyway. What's the point in all that?
Yeah, that's a Dave.
Which I told your boss that little story.
Oh, you did?
He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
You can't really disagree with that, but you do have to plan for the best case scenario. Because there is a chance. There are several instances where the emergency drills and scenarios do come in handy.
It's true.
So, I mean, if you're landing in water, you're pretty much, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, we, yeah. Usually not a good ending.
Yeah, because it's like hitting concrete, really.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, my dad is a kind of a real, I don't know if he's a pessimist per se, could be more of a realist.
He's not my favorite person watching a hockey game with. Oh,
he's the dad. You.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, just by, yeah, so, like, hypothetically, your team you're cheering for, they're up 2-0, and then it becomes 2-1, and then the wheels have come off, and next thing you know, it's 2-2, and he's, like...
See, I told you shouldn't have watched. Yeah. Every time I watch, we lose.
Every time.
My sister does the best impersonation
to my dad. I could have told you, and, yeah.
Every time I watch, they always lose.
Yeah.
But his thing is, my dad is not even a sports guy.
No.
Like, he doesn't do sports. One of my brothers does sports. Everyone has nothing to do with sports. I don't know why my dad even tries to invest in sports. I mean, he likes tennis because he likes Jeannie Bouchard.
Yeah, shout out.
He has a crush on her.
Times two.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
She is pretty.
Good tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your mom's a tennis player.
Yeah.
She still plays. She does. Almost 77. Right?
Yeah. Birthday coming up.
When, James?
Soon. The 20th of November.
The last 2 years we've forgotten. It's been really bad.
Yeah. It's not a strength of mine.
Look, it's in the calendar. There's a birthday.
Yeah. It's right there on the wall. My brother. I think he's going to get his card. It was only like 2 weeks late. Gift arrived on the day.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that was winning.
James's brother loves cats.
He does.
Like really loves cats. I don't know
but
why.
Doesn't
he, I don't,
one.
Yeah,
but doesn't
so,
own one.
Yeah, so for therapy reasons, he really should own one.
Yeah. I mean,
it's good for everybody. It's like it's comforting to pet an animal.
Yeah.
Too much?
Too much.
But no, so every year you find them like funny cat cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, any kind of cartoon with a cat on it, it's an easy card. Hi, Bill.
You think Bill will listen?
I don't know. Does Bill know this is going on?
No, Bill does not know this. No one really knows.
No.
This has been pretty hush-hush.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Mo knows.
No.
And a couple friends.
Mo knows. That's like that. Oh, you're too young.
Probably.
Bo Jackson? Bo knows? Okay, so from your reaction, you have no idea what I'm talking about. So for sports fans out there that are my age-ish,
35?
Yes.
Plus.
Bo knows. So Mo knows. But you could say Mo knows why.
I don't think Mo will get that either because she's close to my age.
Oh.
She's a little bit older than me, but like only by 2 years.
Yeah. She might.
No, a year.
Oh.
So a year and a bit. But I don't know. Mo, when you listen to this, let me know if you know Bo, if what, who.
Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think Dan will know, though, her husband, because he's younger than her.
So speaking of fun weddings at the Irish Community Center. Oh, probably want some of this, hey?
Yeah, their...
reception?
Yeah, Mo and Dan's reception was awesome. Yeah. They had the best...
Band. Live music.
Like, any genre... I just love that word. I don't know why. Any genre, any song, they were amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if we weren't married already, I would have...
Hit on one of the guys in the band?
Oh, he totally hit on me. This one of the singers, when he went to get the car.
Oh.
He's like, oh, thanks for...
staying on the dance floor as long as you did?
Yeah. Oh, whoa, I was wearing my hot pants.
You were?
My pleather. Black leather, yeah. Leather pants that I got in all places. I got them in Gander, Newfoundland.
Shout out to PETA.
No, because they're pleather.
I know. That's, yeah. Also, it's a shout out to PETA. Like, if they were leather pants, you'd be like, sorry, PETA.
Oh, yeah, I guess shout out. Shout out. Not like,
yeah.
You're going to throw
yeah,
paint
suck
on
it.
Me, like
suck
red
it,
paint
PETA.
On me. Yeah, well, I'm too cheap to buy leather pants. Yeah. We know that's true.
Yeah.
I got those pants for $12.99. As James knows, something I love more than a good deal.
Hey.
Hey, James, guess how much I paid for this?
Guess how much I pay for these socks? I don't know, $300. Come on, be realistic. They're socks. I'm like, I don't know, 9 cents. And she's like, no, a nickel.
Seven. No. But James, like, do you ever, I guess it would be a nickel now, because 7 cents, they would round down.
Yeah.
To a nickel.
Yeah.
But a nickel, I mean, this is in 19, I don't know even what year that would be if you to buy socks for a nickel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, probably the 20s?
Yeah.
Maybe? The roaring 20s? No, I just love a good deal, but he never has to worry about me going out and blowing a bunch of money on something. Because first of all, I always have buyer's remorse in the opposite way. Like, I'll be like, ooh, I really want this, but I don't buy it. And then...
She finds a way to buy it cheap.
Always. Burn. I'm a very resourceful shopper.
Whereas during WOD season, to bring that back... I would indulge. I mean, we're not talking like crazy expensive, but you know, there's a couple, you know, nice shirts and pants. Those jeans.
Which jeans?
The Citizens of
Humanity. Yeah, that was a birthday gift. Right. That was way past WOD season. Yeah. Now we have to save up our birthday and Christmas money that we get from our parents to buy anything.
Yeah.
Nice, really.
Thanks, kids.
Like my watch. I saved up my money.
Yeah.
My fossil.
Yeah.
From the, like, we just can't splurge anymore on
no
things that we want for ourselves. We have to just really think about what we want.
Yeah. You know, you can't afford the good private preschools if, you know, you're just willy-nilly with your money.
Right?
Yeah.
Private preschools.
It's not a thing.
Oh, yeah. Montessori. It's not private, but I mean, it's definitely more elite.
Mm. Yeah, that's where this...
We thought about that, but it was just too expensive.
Snooty four-year-olds go.
Well, apparently the education is phenomenal.
Yes.
We have a flight attendant who works for Montessori.
It's true.
And she's awesome. Her name eludes me. It doesn't even matter anyway.
No. But... Sometimes we'll use names, sometimes we'll just call them flight attendant. Or something else.
Like what?
I don't know.
You're the one that's going to be thinking off the cuff.
It's true. Being a teacher of sorts, I'm the one person in the room that they have to remember the name for, whereas I have to try to remember sometimes like 24 names, and it's a struggle. So then like a year later, they come back and like, oh, hey, James. And I'm like, oh, you. Hey.
Whereas I'm really good at remembering names.
Yeah, like
and then I'm remembering like... crazy things that people tell me.
Creepy.
Like, I'm talking like maybe 5 years in the past. I'd be like, oh, hey, how did such and such turn out? Or how did blah, blah, blah. And like, sometimes it really bites you in the behind because I ran into a flight attendant. I worked with her and then I ran into her like, I don't know, like a few months later. And I was like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. Like, I actually know her name. I'm not going to say it. I'm like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. How was your wedding?
Mm.
Right? Because, I mean, why would I assume the wedding didn't happen?
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
No.
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 So she's like, oh, yeah, no, I called it off. And I was like, oh, thank goodness it was just a crew change. So yeah. I didn't have to
work together for 4 days going.
But I got all this, like, now I've worked with her since then. I got the whole background on that. But so sometimes, like, you're like, should I ask him about, like, what happened? Or should I just be like, oh, hey.
You like to sit back and let them, like, you're
oh, they just tell me crazy stuff.
You're a listener. They become, like, it's therapeutic for them. And then I get to kick back and listen to some of the details.
But this happens to us everywhere. Like, we'll be, like, at a store.
The cashier.
Yeah. Or, like, right. And they always, like, somehow they're, like, generally, like 90% of the time, like, they'll drop some sort of cuss word.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm opposed to cussing, because, yeah. I mean, our two-year-old says the F word.
Yeah, little pirate trucker.
And I have said shiza.
Yeah.
On the PA, but not on purpose. But it went over really well. It was funny.
Yeah.
But
you owned it.
I did. I also blamed it on my two-year-old. Cause
yeah, the guests loved it.
They did.
Yeah.
Even the older ones. They thought it was hilarious.
Quality.
Yeah, and you got to own it. Like, it happened. I owned it. We all had a good laugh. And we moved on, and some people thought that was good comic relief after a bad day.
Yeah.
And, hey, if that's what I can do for you, if swearing gets you to a happy place...
Yeah.
I mean, but then sometimes, like, going back to, like, cashiers that I'm just, like...
Hate their jobs. And just angry at life. Or the person in front of us who's still potentially in earshot. And she's kind of beaking off about what's going on. And you're like, ha, 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 ha. Because there's a lot of things we hear that are just like, wow.
We're there.
Yeah. Hey, we're here for you. Tell us more. Is the couch comfortable? Lay back down.
Like, I feel like sometimes I should have been a therapist.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, would I really want to take that home every day? Like, I feel like, I guess after a while, it's like anything, you'd become desensitized, right? Just another day in the office.
Could be.
Or would you really take it home? But sometimes some therapists are kind of on the crazy train themselves.
Do you have a lot of experiences with therapists now that we're, you know, 10 years into being together and I don't know this?
No, but haven't you ever met a therapist?
Well, I had an old roommate's a therapist.
And was he or she a little cray-cray?
She developed this amazing chart for cleaning the apartment.
Oh, that one.
That one, yeah. And, it's like, at first you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. Each week I have to do this chore and this chore. But three of us in a three-bedroom apartment, and I lucked out with the larger one, so I paid a little bit more in my rent. However, the place...
he's a high roller.
Baller. Yeah. And it was always spotless. Like, the common bathroom that I didn't use, but would use every once in a while.
You still had to clean it.
Still had to clean it if it was my turn. And then I was responsible for mine because it was the ensuite. The baller suite. And as much as I didn't like that, it made the most sense. And then the other roommate worked in music. And when I say music, I think it was HMV.
Which is no long...
No, I think they're...
Was there still one in near our closest mall?
I don't know. They might be...
There's something... If it's not HMV, it's something like it.
I think they're done. Yeah? I think they're done. If we had phone lines, you could call in and let us know, but this is not that kind of show.
It could become.
They could call in. I'd have to get a burner phone then. You know, Criminal Minds. I'd use a burner phone.
Yeah,
super dark. Yeah, people would tell us the craziest things. She is a therapist. I think she lives in the big city. And thanks to the book face, you're able to catch up on people, but not necessarily talk to them. You can just creep on.
You know, it's kind of funny, right? Because with Facebook now, it's like, your friends are going on vacation, right? And then you don't really have to ask them, like, how was your vacation? Right? Because every day they've updated their status, or they've added photos, or from, you know, that day's activities. So, you know, the conversation of, hey, I mean, you may ask, like, out of being polite.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your trip? But, like, you kind of already know the details because...
It's true. Whereas as a child, not a child, yeah. as a young adult, when my parents would go away on vacations, I had the pleasure of sitting on a couch while my dad went through...
But your dad still loves to do that.
Still loves to do that. A photo history of the trip.
But he still does it. I mean, Iceland, yeah. That was their last biggest trip.
So at least they're on the computer. But like before, it was like full on pictures in the
projector.
No, like the photo books. I'm sure there's a better word for photo book.
Album.
There we go. yeah, my brother and I, if we were happened to be home at the same time, my brother.
But your parents travel everywhere.
They do. They have a.
I mean, they're 77. They're going to Mexico.
Yeah.
What's the date today? Then
soon.
What's the date today?
I don't know.
They're going like in a week. They're going to Mexico for 2 weeks. And
today's the 9th.
Yeah, so they're going in about a week.
Yeah.
And like it's so great that they still travel.
It is. Yeah. I mean, my dad does a little walking tours. He narrates bus tours.
In Victoria.
He used to do things at the Empress, walking tours in a little uniform. Super adorable.
He was on...
The Amazing Race.
He was on The Amazing Race,
so
Canada.
The season one, I think episode one. If you watched.
And you're a big fan of The Amazing Race.
I was.
You are.
I am. And so they went to The Empress and they had to memorize a menu item and then they had to present it to the head waiter.
And all the ladies were that worked there were dressed in like the traditional.
Yeah. The attire from like back in
1800s
the
1800s or maybe early 1900s or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like the Downton Abbey type outfit. And then my father was the one who would let them know suitable service or whatever.
Or acceptable.
Acceptable service was his catch line. And then he would hand over the envelope. So he was on season one, episode one of Canada's Amazing Race.
So funny because James is a big fan of The Amazing Race. I used to watch it when it was first on, like in... The U.S. one, and he's like, "Sure, you have to watch The Amazing Race. You have to watch The Amazing Race." And I'm like, "Why? Like, what's the big deal? Like, you just have to watch it."
And he was sitting on this news for 2 or 3 months.
But you were too, weren't you?
No, I didn't know. He wouldn't tell us. But he's like, "Are you going to watch the Canada's Amazing Race?" And I was like, "I don't know. I guess so." And he's like, "I'm like, why?" And then for my dad to say that because.
He's not a fan of these sorts of shows.
No. I mean, he thinks the whole Survivor thing, they're all up in hotel rooms. And
It's just fake and whatever.
Yeah. So I was like, well, this is weird. Like, maybe my dad was in the background. So we're watching the episode and they did a couple things in Victoria. And then towards the end of the episode, because I think this was the final clue to get to the...
No, he was on there a lot.
First pit stop or the second... But it wasn't like right at the beginning of the show.
No.
And... Yeah, no, he wasn't in the background. Like he was one of the main one of the main characters.
It was really cool. I was like, "Whoa, wait, that's your dad."
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah," and I'm like,
"That's George."
So then our oldest, we're like, "Oh, she was old enough to recognize her grandpa." Yeah. And so we let her watch it the next day, and she was full, kind of floored, like "Bapa?" Like, So it was really cool to see your dad on an unexpected TV show.
Yeah.
He has done some acting in the past.
Yeah. From theater.
And then, apparently your mom does too, because I went for a pedicure with your mom in Maui a few years ago on a family trip. And we're sitting there getting our toes done and the lady was like, asked your mom what her name was for some weird reason. I don't know. And she's like, "Oh, it's Sam." And I was like, okay, think quick, Sherry, are you supposed to come up with an alter ego? Like, what's your name? And I'm like, and I was just like, I didn't know she went by like some different, like a fake name.
Yeah.
So when the lady left, I was like, what was with that? Like, what? Like, why? And she's like, oh, yeah, just because your mom has a more difficult name. She's German.
Yeah.
And it's just easier for her to say Sam, because Sam is common and it's easy.
Yeah.
And it started when she worked in the hospital, right?
I think so. Yeah. It might have also been when she... So the whole airline thing on my side of the family is it was everyone. My brother worked for an airline in Canada.
A major airline.
Yeah. In Canada. My dad worked for, back in the day, it was called CP Air. And then my mom worked for TWA as a stewardess.
Yeah, stewardess.
Yeah. And...
when it was glamorous.
Yeah. Yeah, so... She used that name to duck.
That's where it started?
Duck away from suitors, maybe.
She was
a looker.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But I thought it started when she worked in the hospital because it was just easier for the patients.
And the funny thing with my mom's name is it's not even her actual birth name.
Yeah.
She had a very German... Helga.
She goes by
Hige,
but Higgs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Higgins, which is what your dad calls her.
Yeah. And then...
It's so funny because nobody really go... Besides your dad, nobody in your family really goes by, like, their birth name.
No. Right?
Because you're Jamie and Victoria.
Yeah.
Bill is... Well, Bill, he's actually Bill. George William.
Well, he's... Second. Yeah, he's... Yeah.
So he goes by...
Just George William. He's not the second.
Oh, your dad's George... Yeah.
George Anthony John.
Right. Sorry. But George, he's kind of George II.
Yeah.
But he goes by Bill, Billy.
Yeah.
Billy and Victoria.
Bill.
But your parents still call him Billy.
Yeah.
And then, your mom goes, well, clearly has two names.
Yeah.
Three names.
Yeah, she worked at a hospital in Victoria, and I used to go visit her. And I had fond memories as a kid going to see her. When they had this like a casino type thing, and I would hang out with the old folks when they were playing bingo or something like that, and they would just share stories, and it was fun. They liked seeing me, and I liked visiting them, and the airlines we've all had a taste of it.
In your family, but for my family, I'm the first.
Yeah,
and. We'll see what happens. I mean, Amelia has our oldest has a backup plan. She's going to be a doctor. If not, she's going to work for the airline that we work for.
She did say to me today that she doesn't like math, so she might not be a doctor. And I'm like, she had a recent bad math experience because she was hanging out with
the neighborhood kids.
They're two girls that are, I think, 2 and 3 years older than her. And they were they were playing math. I was like, that's amazing. So they're actually on a chalkboard. Doing, you know, 2 times 2, 3 times 3, 4 times 4.
But she's only in grade 1.
And the other girls are a little older. And the one girl was playing teacher and the other girl was also participating and they're older. So they were getting it right and Amelia was getting it wrong. And she got frustrated. And
she's sensitive.
And she's sensitive, bless her little heart. And so she's going to maybe not become a doctor. And I'm like, well, or keep that option open.
But I've always thought she's, I was just saying this to you today.
Because like, you're 6.
No, I feel like, I've always felt like she's going to be like a teacher or a nurse or a social worker, like something in the caring.
She's so compassionate.
Department. Whereas our second one, I feel like she's going to be a chef or something. Maybe she'll be the doctor. Who knows?
Yeah. Or doing hard time.
Well, she's very polite, though, so maybe not.
Yeah, she's very polite.
She's very thankful.
She is. Trick-or-treating was one of the most adorable things.
Her first time.
Her first experience while recognizing what's going on.
Last year, she was in the stroller.
Yeah. We didn't pimp her out last year.
No, yeah. Well, no, I guess she did walk up to some houses, but she was still really little.
Yeah, and then so I would lift her to the top of the steps, and she would walk up to the front door. And I don't know if she actually said trick-or-treat.
She did. She did say,
But then she would look back at me and this massive smile and be like, treats. Like,
oh she my, couldn't believe that.
Oh, my effing Lord Father.
Like they're actually giving me candy.
Yeah. So then she's like smiling and loving it. And next thing she's like, treats. So now when she wants to, you know, keep that sugar buzz going.
Trick or treat,
which is, can I get another candy? And I'm like, well, I'd like to give you another candy.
So you need to eat real food.
Yeah. Put the knife down.
Oh, sometimes I lose you.
Yeah.
Where does the knave come in?
Because she's angry because she's on her sugar high.
Oh.
Are you back?
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
I
don't always follow his line of, or his...
Where my mind goes.
Yeah. His humor, I don't always...
Yeah.
Like, 9 times out of 10...
You're there.
But sometimes I'm like, don't know.
Yeah.
And it happens to a lot of us. We're like, what's he talking about?
Yeah. Or I might forget a very important word in describing it, like a story.
Well, it's been... We've been chatting for over an hour.
Over an hour.
So that's... We should maybe...
Wrap it up.
You know, save it for another time. Because you're going to fill in for Mo when she can't make it. Because...
It's true.
It's always, sometimes it's difficult getting our schedules to line up properly. Because, well, we all have things going on. So Mo will be here when she can make it. Otherwise, James will be the fill-in. We're all B last names. So it kind of works.
Yeah.
JB... Cherry B.
Oh.
JB what?
JB what?
So we could finish off with, today's Thursday night.
Yep.
So we could finish off with, it's almost the end of the week. So what was the highlight of your week? What was the low point of your week?
Ooh, highlight of my week. That's good. Clearly, we've been put on the spot here. What's the highlight of my week?
Well, I haven't really thought about it either.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go?
What is the high? What was the high point of my week? It's kind of sad when you can't think of the high point of your week, hey?
I'm only averaging 15 candies a day.
You're on vacation this week.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of a high point.
Yeah.
Having a week off.
It's true. You know what? It's been good. I've had some fun bonding time with Hadley while Amelia's in school. I got to finish off season one of Ozark. That's a highlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sherry does not watch.
I don't even know what that show is.
No, it's a TV show.
I keep hearing, oh, Sherry, you have to watch the show. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
So maybe I will.
And then I finally finished off Game of Thrones. I got to wear my favorite winter jacket.
Because it's been cold here.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. What we didn't talk about though, we can talk about it next time. It doesn't matter. New York. We didn't talk about New York.
Oh yeah.
But we talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Mo and I are going to talk about it.
Yeah. We had a pretty good experience in New York.
Yeah. Well, we'll stay tuned.
Yeah.
For the New York story. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I think that the high point of my week was, when did I go to work? Sunday? So the beginning of the week. Mm. I think it's just like I was telling you today. I think it's really nice going to work and really knowing people that I work with now.
Yeah.
Like now it's not always like, oh, I'm Sherry and I'm blah, blah, blah. It's like, you don't really have to. I'm getting to that point. I mean, there's so many of us, but I'm finally getting to that point now where I don't really have to say who I am every time.
Because they know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the perks you could say of the job when you've got a great crew.
Oh, for sure. And then the low point, was finding out today that our day home is not open in December. So with no family around, it makes it difficult for us. But we always figure it out.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
We will.
We're pretty resourceful that way.
Yep.
But it's just, that was kind of like, we don't really have the best of luck with day homes. It's not our strong point.
We've had some good day homes, just not longevity.
Yeah. Sorry, Ashley. This is no...
Yeah. I mean, you were top 5 best day homes, Ashley.
But yeah, that was probably like the... Learning that today was like, oh...
Top 3?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's been a lot. yeah, so I guess we'll talk more later.
Sounds good. This was fun.
Yeah. Cheers to the first podcast.
All right.
My glass is empty.
Mm.
Sad.
Mine is not.
Thanks for listening, guys.